Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Now that the holidays are coming closer and closer, here's what more and more women are saying. Kroger's poultry is the best in town. It's a fact, ladies. And once you cook a Kroger chicken or goose or duck or turkey, you'll add your voice to the chorus. Because these Kroger birds do cook better. And that's because they're naturally better. They're plumper, they're juicier, they're more tender. They've got that unmistakable country fresh flavor. When you put any kind of a Kroger bird into your oven, you know that that combination of this naturally better bird and your cooking skill will turn out something super for your family to enjoy. Now, take, for instance, a four-point blue ribbon turkey, the aristocrat of the poultry kingdom. Here's a bird that's practically bursting with tender, juicy meat. The flesh is firm and sweet-flavored. The skin is crisp and clean. The white meat is melt-in-your-mouth tender, and the dark meat is rich and succulent. The reason? Well, four-point blue ribbon turkeys are raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. And then they're expertly dressed, just like you'd dress a prize bird. And finally, they're specially selected for hard-to-please folks like you. You can't beat that combination. So order four-point blue ribbon turkey now. Your Kroger store, and only your Kroger store, has them. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang brought the wealthy Madeline Dodge to the Gibbs home last evening in hopes it would annoy Penny. But instead, it was Freddie who had an unpleasant evening when Madeline took an intense interest in Professor Rogers. It is late the next afternoon now, and Penny is telling her brother Pat about it.
Oh, Pat, it was really funny. Everyone but Freddie had a good time.
Because the professor was stealing his girl.
Oh,
huh?
It was even worse than that. She was trying to steal him from me and doing a good job of it. The professor seemed just as interested in her as she was in him.
Oh, so Freddie had to talk to you.
Oh, poor Freddie didn't feel like talking to anyone. He had to plead with Miss Dodge for an hour before she'd leave. And when he brought her in, she said she was staying for only a minute.
Oh, you know something, though, sis?
Hmm?
It may not be as funny as it seems.
Oh, I think it's very funny.
Oh, I'm beginning to think it's not funny at all. Madeline Dodge isn't the kind of person who'd do what she did last night unless she had a motive.
What kind of motive could she have that involved me? I'm nothing to her.
No, that's true. But she and Freddie might have planned the whole thing together. And I understand Madeline Dodge loves anything that smacks of a joke.
Now, what happened last night was no joke. Freddie was seriously upset.
Sure. But I can see how that might have happened. His gag backfired.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Madeline here to annoy you, and instead, he was annoyed himself when Madeline fell for the professor.
Well, I agree with the possibility that Freddie had a motive in bringing Miss Dodge here. He knew I had company. And I'm sure Miss Dodge told him it wasn't the proper thing to do, to barge in the way they did.
Oh, no, Penny. Don't trust Madeline Dodge any more than you trust Freddie. That sure is an odd combination, Freddie and Madeline Dodge. It's a combination that can lead to no good either. What's more, I think it's designed to make you unhappy.
How could it affect me?
Very easily. It embarrassed you last night, didn't it?
No, no more than it embarrassed Miss Dodge.
Well, don't let the girl fool you, Penny. Nothing embarrasses her.
Then she's a perfect actress.
I can believe that. And the perfect type for a lovely female villain. Let's hope we don't see her again.
I have an idea we will, though.
Sure, Freddie will bring her around as often as he can. And any time he thinks it'll stir up trouble. Maybe the first person to get rid of is Freddie.
You know that's not possible.
You want to get rid of him, though, don't you?
No. No, I've never even given it a thought.
Well, it's about time you did.
No, Pat, Freddie's all right. What he's doing now is just being a little juvenile again.
A little?
Look, the degree doesn't matter. The point is I hurt Freddie when I told him I couldn't love him. And what he's doing now is just trying to hurt me back.
Penny, sometimes I think you are in love with that kid. You make excuses for him as if you were.
I make excuses for him because I know he deserves to be excused. He does all these little unpleasant things because he doesn't know any better.
Oh, he just pretends not to know any better. It'll be a great day for you when you realize that, too.
Look, let's not talk about getting rid of Freddie because I'm not even going to consider it.
All right. But one of these days, I guess I'll have to say I told you so.
Well, if there's ever an opportunity, I'll give you permission to say it.
I won't wait for permission. I'll just say it.
All right. Where's Suzanne? I haven't seen her since lunch.
I saw her about an hour ago. She was going in her room to lie down.
She must be still sleeping, then. It's awfully quiet upstairs.
Well, the baby will wake up pretty soon, and then won't be quiet anymore.
Was Suzanne feeling any better when you saw her?
I don't know. She won't even talk to me. I started to say something to her, and she just went in her room and closed the door.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, don't now, don't. You'll have me feeling sorry for myself. Suzanne's the one to give you sympathy to. She's all mixed up about something, and I don't think even she knows what it is. If there were some way...
Oh, it's a doorbell. I'll get it.
If that's Freddie and his friend Madeline again, tell them we don't want it.
No, sir, I'll make you tell them.
Hello, Betty.
Mother.
Oh. Surprise, darling.
Oh, you know I am.
There you are. Glad to see me, aren't you? Oh, not so hard, dear.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't help it.
Hey, I'm here, too. Don't I get a hug?
Oh, yes, you certainly do, kid.
Oh, no, wait. You can hug harder than that.
Did I hear somebody say mother?
I don't know why you didn't, Pat. You said it loud enough.
Hey, how are you, Mother?
I'm fine, son. But I understand you're not, dear.
Oh, somebody's been telling you.
Yeah, we heard about it in a letter from Penny.
And you came all the way from Mapleton just because of me? Oh, Jed, you shouldn't
have
taken
out. Oh, now, look, do we have to stand out here? Let's go inside. It's chilly out here.
My goodness, I didn't even realize we weren't inside. That's how much I think of you two.
Well, I think just as much of them, Grace, but I'm getting cold out here. Let's go on in.
Good idea. Hey, where's your luggage?
On the car. We're staying at the hotel.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Now, don't argue, Penny. With things as they are, it'd be foolish for us to stay here.
And I guess after the way Suzanne treated you last time, you'll never want to stay here again, will you?
Oh, I'm sure everything will be straightened out before long, Pat.
We know it will, son. But we thought we'd come down and see if there was anything we could do to help.
Oh, no, there's nothing. You shouldn't have bothered to come. It's not that serious.
Pat, I thought it was. That's why I wrote Jed a note. But I really didn't mean for him to come to Rossville.
Oh, look, I'm not sore that they're here, sis. I'm glad they are.
Well, I'm glad, too. I nearly froze on the way down. It's cold today. I still have the shivers.
Well, we can take care of that. Come on in the kitchen, Mother. Let's fix some coffee.
All right, darling. Jed, take off your overcoat and stand by the radiator. You'll be warm pretty soon.
I'm getting warm now, I think.
Here, let me help you off with your...
Oh, coat, I think I can manage it all right. There. Hey... I don't know why they make these things so heavy. I hate heavy coats.
So do I. I'll hang it up.
No. Let's just toss it on the chair here and not spoil it by hanging up.
All right.
There. Well, Pat, what's this all about?
You mean about Suzanne?
Yes.
Oh, there's nothing much to it, Jed. We're just not getting along too well, that's all.
Not getting along? Why not?
I don't know. Just one of those things, I guess.
It's not just one of those things, son, and you know it. It's something very serious. I could tell by the tone of Penny's note.
Well, it's really more confusing than serious, Jed. You see, the whole trouble is, we don't know what's wrong.
You don't know what's wrong?
None of us.
You mean you and Suzanne have had a falling out and you don't know what about?
No, it's stranger than that. We haven't had a falling out at all. Just suddenly, and for reasons she won't explain, Suzanne won't have anything to do with me.
Oh, then there is a reason. Suzanne just won't explain what it is, huh?
No, Jed, there isn't a reason. At least not one we can find. And we've all honestly tried to find out what we've done to turn Suzanne against us.
Oh, she's on the outs with everybody then, just as she was the day we were here to see the baby.
Ah, but very much so.
Yes. Quite a problem, this being married, isn't it, son?
It gets a guy awfully confused sometimes.
Well, maybe we're all worrying about this too much. Suzanne's an intelligent girl. Something's bothering her right now. She'll snap out of it, though. Just give her time.
I'll give her time and anything else she wants to, if she'll just talk to me and tell me what's wrong.
Well, give her time, son. She'll talk. But... look here, how much time do we have to give those women with that coffee?
Ha! Well, I think they had to make fresh. I had the last cup a few hours ago. Oh, here they are now.
Coffee be ready in a few minutes, Jed. So, we'll have time to run upstairs and see little Valerie.
Do you think we should, Grace?
Oh, sure. It's all right, Jed. Just be very quiet. Suzanne's in her room sleeping.
Well, she was sleeping last time we were here and went up to see the baby. But she woke up and, I don't think I'll ever forget some of the things she said to us.
Oh, we can stand having them said to us again. It was worth it to see that adorable little girl. Come on, Jed. We'll just take a little peek at her.
All right, but if we get a tongue-lashing from the baby's mother, don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, Pat, it just breaks my heart.
Huh? What does?
Mother and Jed having to sneak a look at the baby.
Well, it sure isn't right. Oh, if Suzanne would only be herself again.
What did Jed have to say about it?
He said give her time.
Well, I hope he's right.
Gosh, haven't we been giving her time? She's been this way for weeks. I can't forget that threat of hers the other day.
Which threat? She's made so many.
The time she said, don't be surprised at anything that happens from here on.
Oh, Pat, I don't think she meant that. Any more than she meant any of the other threats she's made.
Well, I don't know. There was an awful lot of determination in her voice when she said that. It gave me chills.
Oh, Pat, what can she do? She has Valerie to take care of now. That's really all she should be thinking about.
But is it all?
Darling, you know it is. She loves the baby.
Penny!
She...
Pat, come here!
Mother, what's the matter? Mother, what is it?
Suzanne! Come upstairs, quickly!
Come on, darling.
Something's happened?
Mother! Jed, what's the matter?
Suzanne, there's a lot the matter, child.
Suzanne, what's happened to her?
This'll tell you all about it, son.
What?
We found it pinned to the blanket of the baby's crib.
Mother, is the baby all
right?
No. Yes, she's fast asleep in her bed.
Here now, son, you're trembling. You want me to read the note for you?
Oh, yeah. Would you, Jed?
Jed, what is it? What does it say?
Just a moment, child. My hands are trembling a little bit, too. The note says, to all of you, I have taken just as much as I can stand. I despise you all. I despise even my baby, for she is partly yours. So take all of her. I've gone just as far away as I can. Do not try to find me. It will be impossible. And it's signed, Suzanne.
So Suzanne has deserted her baby. What will happen now? Will Pat manage to find Suzanne and bring her back? Or will Suzanne disappear completely? And what will happen to her child? Who'll take care of it? Will it be Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, your families are going to expect great things of you over the holidays. For weeks now, they've been thinking about how good Mom can cook a bird. Well, don't you disappoint that family of yours. Be sure that the bird you put into your oven is perfect, and you'll know that the bird you take out will be super, too. And here's how you can be sure. Get your poultry at your Kroger store, because Kroger has the best birds in town. For instance, that aristocrat of all the poultry kingdom, the four-point blue ribbon turkey. He's better four ways. Yes, for four reasons he's better. First, he's raised by master turkey growers in the best turkey-raising areas. Then, he's scientifically fed to make him plumper, juicier, more tender. Next, he's expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird. And the one you find in your Kroger store has been specially selected to meet the demands of hard-to-please folks like you. So for a bird that tastes better, that cooks better, that has that real country fresh flavor, order a genuine four-point blue ribbon turkey at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.